$50,000 reward now being offered for tips that lead to an arrest. And in Montana, in a separate case, hundreds of officers searching for Michael Brown, who authorities say shot and killed four people Friday at his neighborhood bar. He allegedly stole a vehicle with camping gear and may now be hiding in the mountains.
Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy is set to announce that the agency is fast-tracking plans to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. They'll need to power bases and to support crew and stay long-term on the lunar surface. With 14 days of complete darkness on the moon each month, solar power won't cut it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The federal government has pulled funding for a Wisconsin STEM camp that's aimed at helping neurodivergent kids. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says thank goodness because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius. So, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going seven innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 83. There will be a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there again today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast. And timeless hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I had to laugh because I come in, I have coffee mugs and purses and bags, and Dan goes, "That's a lot of stuff you have there." I'm like, "I know, Dan. Will I use half of it today? Probably not. But welcome to Tuesday."
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
much to me.
Love!
Local news and timeless hits. It's WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I have to give a little shout out to all the crew on the east side of town at Auto Select, because if you've listened to any of my radio shows over the years, you know that my family tends to have the worst luck possible. And so my dad made the trip yesterday. He got in town to pick up my mom and then drive home on Wednesday. And of course, in Chicago, as they were driving up to Wisconsin, there was a wreck and things were all over the road and something bumped up and hit something underneath his car, and they squeezed him in for an appointment. And I just have to say thank you so much. And Dad always says, when I come to Green Bay, everybody is just so nice. I'm like, well, yeah, why do you think I moved here and never left?
Good morning, it's Jane Matinere. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Matinere on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hear enough. Oh, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Still around.
Local news and timeless hits. It's WGBW. We are going to make good on that name with more of the timeless hits, like the Monkees, and also get you a local news update from the WGBW newsroom in just about 5 minutes.
gonna sock it to me now.
Local news and timeless hits. They all play right here on 97.9 FM. And anytime you tune in, you are about a half hour or less away from one of our local news updates. And let's get you one from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. That smoky haze is lingering over northeastern Wisconsin today. An air quality advisory has again been extended until noon. It's Canada's second worst wildfire season, with over 4,000 fires this year. That's topped only by 2023, which saw more than 6,000 fires that burned an area of land bigger than Wisconsin. Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Trump administration to bring wildfire management into tariff talks with Canada. Tiffany told conservative talk host Dan O'Donnell yesterday that Canada could do more to control wildfires if they wanted to. Wildfires in Wisconsin, though, are also on the rise. Experts say climate change is extending the state's wildfire season. Meanwhile, Tiffany made those comments while at the Wisconsin State Fair, another potential signal that he's gearing up for a run for governor. And the man accused of setting fire to the office of another Wisconsin congressman has dropped his insanity plea after a psych eval. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office was set on fire earlier this year, allegedly over his vote in support of a TikTok ban. Meanwhile, the rise in political violence is making a potential candidate for governor in the Democratic field think more carefully about entering. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison tells the Capital Times newspaper that while she's likely to run, the shooting of Minnesota lawmakers earlier this summer has given her some pause. Royce says she's weighing the risks to herself and her family in today's increasingly hostile political climate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 83. There will be a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there again today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
WGBW.
About time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. It's gonna love you. Oh, love it like
local news and timeless hits on WGBW. And we'd love to know what your thoughts are on all those timeless hits you're hearing. You can always weigh in. Use that contact page. You'll find it on our website at WGBW.FM. local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Today wraps up Mile of Music. You can get more info on the final day, the big finale, at WGBW.fm.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Rock the boat.
Local news and timeless hits rock the boat on WGBW. And I was a little bummed. I mean, I know things happen, but I had talked up the Sea Dragon at Bay Beach so much over the weekend. We went on Sunday and the Sea Dragon wasn't running. I was like, oh no, that's my favorite. But then I like the Scrambler. I love the new Ferris wheel. And my niece got to go on the Zip and Pippin. And I think I mentioned this yesterday that my husband, at 42 years of age, went on his first roller coaster ever. He had his eyes closed and his head down for a lot of the time, so he missed a lot of it. But he's like, I don't know if that's my thing. I said, we'll go again sometime. Just, the more you go, the better it gets, the easier it gets. He's like, I don't know about that.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM. Baby, love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Hits on WGBW, and we have been on a cherry kick in our house, eating so many of them. I'm like, does it? Do you cross a line where then it becomes too much of a good thing? It's probably going to make you sick because we are so borderline that it's going to happen. I will let you know because it's going to happen to us.
show today. I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Timeless hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
She sits on the dock. I don't know her name. She's the fisherman's daughter, uh-huh.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
She smiles so nice, like she wants to come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free.
Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and a paddle. Preston, authorities in Tennessee have arrested Austin Drummond, the main suspect in the murder of a family of four in Tennessee last week. They have also arrested four other people connected with the crime, three of them believed to have helped Drummond get away. New York, Chicago, and Detroit on the top 10 list of cities globally with the worst air quality in the world right now, thanks to wildfires in Canada.
It is hazy here in Boston. That toxic smoke from the Canadian wildfires blanketing the Northeast and upper Midwest. It got so bad here in Boston.